WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Jeff Reeves is no longer the administrator of the Brazos County Constable Precinct 1 office. County commissioners yesterday appointed Reeves to fill the unexpired term of Brian Bachman, who was shot and killed last August.
Something I went to Donna with before I accepted that and told him that I wanted to get her blessing. And once I got her blessing, it was all good for me. That's what mattered the most.
County Judge Dwayne Peters performed the swearing-in ceremony.
He was Brian's chief deputy prior to Brian's death. To me, because he chose him as chief deputy, that would be why I personally wanted to see Jeff as the next constable.
Reeves, who has more than 30 years law enforcement experience in Brazos County, plans on running for a full term. A College Station man is out of jail after entering a plea agreement in the shooting death of his roommate's girlfriend on New Year's Day in 2012.
23-year-old Kenneth Connor had spent the last 14 months in jail and able to post bond after being charged with criminally negligent homicide. Connor says he didn't know his roommate's 9mm pistol was loaded when he was waving it around and it went off. One shot hit and killed 21-year-old Whitney Pullen. Connor, who recently appeared in Brazos County District Court, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He was given 10 years probation in part, according to Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert, because of the time Connor was in jail for what was determined to be an accidental shooting.
There's a difference in our mind and in my mind between doing drugs and stupidly playing around with a gun, as other people were that night, including the victim at various points.
Conditions of the probation include no contact with the victim's family, undergoing substance abuse counseling, performing 200 hours of community service, and pay fines and fees totaling almost $4,000. Connor also agreed to help prosecutors in their case against his roommate and Poland's boyfriend. 24-year-old Colin McHenry is charged with felony possession of a firearm and is scheduled to go on trial in 2 months. McHenry told investigators Connor pointed the gun at Poland and pulled the trigger. Officers were also told all three had smoked marijuana prior to the shooting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The idea of football bats might be a joke to some, but Randy Lee, owner of RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, says thousands of bats living at Kyle Field are a legitimate problem. Lee says Mexican free-tailed bats have been literally hanging out at the stadium ever since the Zone Club was built.
All those lights that are around the stadium just allow for a lot of insects. And, you know, bats are very beneficial. They eat a lot of the insects that we have. Only problem is when they overpopulate, it becomes a little bit of a danger as far as rabies and just the smell and odor.
Lee says the team is using special bat netting made in California, which allows the bats to safely exit but not return, and they check it daily. He says the hardest work, the top level of the stadium, has been completed, but it will probably be about 2 or 3 months before all of the bats relocate. Some clues and a bigger reward are part of the latest information in the investigation into the assassination of a Kaufman County prosecutor and Aggie graduate Mark Hasse. Billboards that went up following the January 31st murder have brought in a few tips, but now Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan says the reward pot has grown.
There's a $100,000 reward from Crime Stoppers. But there's also a private individual who has promised another $30,000 to the person who collects that reward.
McClellan isn't commenting on the investigation. The gunman killed Hasse in broad daylight in downtown Kaufman. That person was wearing a mask and made off in a nondescript car. And imagine the lyrics to the country song Boot, Scoot, and Boogie being changed to honor President George H.W. Bush.
Out in the country, past the Brazos County line, there's a graduate school, the students so fat, they all start jumping when the president comes to town.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can watch a YouTube video produced by students at the Bush School of Government doing a flash mob dance for the president and Barbara Bush. And if you live in College Station and your property includes wooden electric line poles, you might have visitors. City officials advise today prospective contractors bidding to replace poles will be driving through various neighborhoods. You'll be able to see company logos on vehicles and clothing. They'll try to contact owners before entering private property. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 49 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Paid for by Stansberry & Associates Investment Research.
In 2010, a Maryland businessman created a video detailing dramatic predictions for America's near future. He said the recent financial crisis would soon get considerably worse. He said there'd be rioting in the streets. And he said we'd see skyrocketing prices for things like gas and food. Now, most Americans thought these things could never happen. Not here. Of course, most people also ignored this man's earlier predictions about the collapse of some of America's biggest companies. Since the video first aired, more than 20 million people have watched it, and hundreds of thousands have taken action. Were you one of them? If not, it's not too late. This wealthy businessman has just released part two of his free video with a full analysis on the next stage of the financial crisis about to unfold. You'll also get details on exactly what to do to protect yourself and your family. To watch this free video today, just go online to www.endofamerica3.com. Get the facts for yourself right now at www.endofamerica3.com.
Well, that's positive and uplifting. The video is called End of America? Okay. Wow. Gonna make you feel
good. Well.
Hun, what are you doing? Oh, I'm watching The End of America on my computer. Yeah.
At least Al Gore's not president.
Well, there you go. Al Gore was in Austin, you know, last
week. Yeah, he went off that deep end.
Yeah. Well, you got it. You know, if you know your audience, that's okay. You can do that.
They were laughing at him.
Yeah. He's old looking. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Did you hear him talking about the spider and goat thing?
No,
oh,
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, God, look that up.
I got it off the top of my head. It's creepy.
Yeah?
He wants to splice the genetic thing from silk-wielding spiders.
Okay.
And splice it into a goat, so then when you would go to milk the goat, it would produce not only milk, but silk.
That's just silly. Is this, Marvel Comics universe?
You sure it wouldn't be pooping silk? Or, I mean, do we know exactly where it's going to come out of?
Oh.
All right. That's interesting.
Literally, the people at South by Southwest were giggling at him.
While we're at it, why don't we install windshield wipers on Billy Goat's butts?
Because?
I'm saying it makes about as much sense.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know the goat reference again. I didn't know if we were going someplace there. I wasn't sure. I mean, I had no idea. During a discussion on World War II, a teacher at Heritage Middle School in Meridian, Idaho, sent a student to retrieve a shovel from her car. When somebody saw the student walking in the hall, I'm just going to say this, they thought the shovel was an axe. And so, of course, they notified the school's resource officer. The officer, of course, called for a lockdown of the campus and notified police, who set up a perimeter and began looking for the, quote, armed assailant. Officials also began screening security footage, and soon they realized that the eighth grader was carrying a shovel, not an axe. Lockdown ended without incident.
Mm.
That's not without incident.
Mm.
I mean, they had to go on high alert. How many other things had to be changed?
The student was overheard saying, "Everything's fine, you dig?"
Yeah, oh, very nice. That's excellent. It's radio humor. Oh, guess what? They're not going to charge the teacher.
Oh, good.
Good, yeah.
We got a lot of information. Perfect situation.
Go get the shovel out of my car.
Uh-huh. It sounds like a mob movie.
Yeah, it does.
What do they need the shovel for?
Well, it's some World War, you know, II discussion. I have no idea.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 613. It's the 13th of March, day 72, with 293 remaining. It's Canine Veterans Day. I guess there's some of those out there. I don't know if they're still alive, though, you know, canine veterans.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess from current wars, yes. That's true. Could be.
That's a perfect segue into tonight's Dirts and Diamonds over at the Brazos County Expo Center. They have canines and ponies and all kinds of stuff like
that. Dirts and Diamonds?
It's a barrel racing championship. Oh. It's all week long. It lasts through Sunday.
Very good.
Anyway.
Bringing money into Brazos County. We like that. It's Earmuff Day.
Hey.
We don't care much, but, I mean, they were invented apparently on this day by a guy named Chester Greenwood. Not surprisingly, he lived in Maine.
Not C.R. Muff.
No. No. And this is an oddly titled day. It's Good Samaritan Involvement Day.
Huh. My thought is good Samaritans are not involved.
Exactly. If you don't get involved, then you're not a good Samaritan. Unless you're standing around going, you know, I probably should have helped out.
You're just a bad Samaritan.
Well, I'd be a fair Samaritan. Sure. I don't think I'd say you're a bad Samaritan. You might be just a so-so Samaritan. All right. Anyway, for birthdays.
Danny Masterson is 37 years old. He was the guy that played Hyde on that 70s show, and he was also on a couple of the Malcolm in the Middles.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy Wells from Mr. Belvedere is 42. It's not a big day today.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Clayton, 53. He's the bass player for U2.
Yeah, it's not a big day. Okay.
Dana Delaney, 57.
Oh, yeah. China Beach. And other stuff,
all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Robin Duke, 59, I'm sorry, from SNL. William H. Macy, who is probably maybe one of the better character actors of our time.
Can do a lot of everything, yeah. Right. And he's married to that Felicity Huffman, who's... In TV a lot.
Mm-hmm. He is 63. And Donnie York from Sha-na-na is 64.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I got.
Oh, I got you. Well, we've got Donald Duck.
Really?
Yeah, born on this date, March 13th.
Wow.
I don't know what year, but, you know, that'd be good enough. Charles Krauthammer, if you've seen him on Fox News, he's 63 years old.
Does he have a stuttering problem?
Well, what he has, it's a very interesting. Yeah. Guy, go ahead.
Isn't he paralyzed?
Yeah, he is. He's paralyzed. It's an interesting deal. This guy's like he's got, I think, 2 degrees from Harvard, and he had already graduated, and he was in a swimming pool accident.
Mm, okay.
Dived into a swimming pool, and I think obviously a spinal injury. So that's the reason I think that there's kind of a little, little disconnect there. Neil Sedaka, been here, 74 years old. And Deborah Raffin, an actress, is 60. And the guy who invented something that he doesn't need anymore, born on this date in 1733, is Joe Priestley. He discovered oxygen, and obviously he doesn't need that anymore.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The people that go out there and demonize others that do their job, that are responsible, that want to go from $46 trillion to $41 trillion in spending over 10 years, seem to me to be the adults. Now, this president is going to be judged based on whether or not he sticks to his rigid, radical ideology or on his success. And if this president wants any chance of taking this economy and turning it around and creating jobs and lowering the deficit and eliminating some of the debt he's accumulated, this is his opportunity. He can put on his pants, sit at the table, act like an adult, and stop going around the country demonizing everybody he disagrees with. Or he can do what he predictably always does, and that's go in the same old strategy. Republicans hate the poor, they hate children, they want to throw granny over the cliff.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you know the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro. It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mosey Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mosey Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now, get Mosey today. Now, your business files will be protected, and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mosey, M-O-Z-Y.com.
Good news for Boeing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Boeing received a major boost in its efforts to get its 787 Dreamliner jets back in the air. The Federal Aviation Administration has given initial approval to a package of fixes for the battery problems that forced the grounding of the jetliners. The FAA gave no estimate on when the Dreamliners will be allowed to fly again. Smartphone use among teenagers is rising. Pew Research says nearly 4 out of 10 American teens access the Internet through a smartphone, and a phone is the primary means of going online for nearly a quarter of all teenagers. Pew says the findings are significant because teenagers tend to be trendsetters for Internet use. That was the case with social media and texting. Surging American sales of Audi vehicles are helping the luxury automaker. Audi is now challenging BMW for bragging rights as the world's top-selling luxury auto brand. Stocks ended mixed yesterday. The futures are modestly lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mom, I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where kids eat free or almost free. To reach active parents and families, find out more about advertising in Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones, 695-9595, or email sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. We didn't do this earlier this morning. I guess we should have, huh? Well, we just did something different this morning. Anyway, weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. No, 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 no. Let's do the weather first. We'll let Rob do the weather for us.
High pressures over Kansas this morning. The system's going to be responsible for abundant sunshine. Temperatures today, they'll be up very close to 70 degrees. All in all, a very pleasant early spring day. It'll be clear tonight with lows of 45 to 50. Sun is back with us during the day tomorrow. Highs near 75. Tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy and we're 50 to 55. Friday's going to be mostly sunny and warmer. Highs Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The more hopeful you are about your future, the more hopeful your future tends to be. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You want to go for a walk, don't you, Murph? Me too. I wanted to hit the farmer's market, but ugh, I can hardly breathe.
Allergy congestion overwhelming you? Allegra D decongests and depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D targets inflammation to break up the toughest congestion and pressure for 24-hour relief.
This rosemary smells amazing. Allegra D turned a bad day into a great day. Right, Murph?
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start living.
For congestion and sinus pressure due to allergies, available at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Formula One on the NBC Sports Network. Measure equal parts action, mystery, drama, thriller. Combine thrill seekers, jet setters, rock stars, supermodels. Mix in 19 countries, 5 continents. Abu Dhabi, Montreal, Sao Paulo. Rock shows, car shows, boat shows, Monaco. Add luxury, celebrity, racing, royalty. Man plus machine plus the world, shaken and stirred. Rolex Australian Grand Prix, Saturday night at 1:30 a.m. Eastern on the NBC Sports Network.
Do you consider yourself someone who has a lot of hope?
Hope is the belief that the future will be better than the present, coupled with the belief that you have the power to make it so.
Dr. Shane Lopez, author of the book Making Hope Happen, says most of us start out being pretty hopeful.
By age 2, you think about the last 2-year-old you hung out with, they're saying, I can, I will. So that you're already your own superhero when you're age 2. And those are the basic building blocks of hope. That thinking about the future and then telling a story about the future in a way that it pulls you through everyday life, we have that probably in place when we're 5 or 6 years old.
Hopefulness is really a key ingredient to happiness and fulfillment.
If you don't see the best years as being ahead of you, if you don't see the future as being better than the present, and that's kind of this chronic belief, then that can kickstart a real depression that can be quite enduring and quite challenging to overcome.
Being hopeful about your future, in a way, is like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
When you're hopeful, you actually start generating positive emotions. When you generate positive emotions, your mind kind of opens up to unique opportunities in life and more opportunities in life. So then you start to generate more pathways to the goals that you're interested in. And you just work a little differently, a little more efficiently, a little harder. But it's a little bit more than self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's way more than wishing.
Tomorrow, the problem with wishing. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and statelaw.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A plea agreement has been made from a New Year's Day shooting in 2012 that killed a local woman.
The victim, 21-year-old Whitney Pullman, was lying on a bed with her boyfriend when his roommate walked into the bedroom playing with what turned out to be a loaded 9mm pistol. 23-year-old Kenneth Connor was convicted of criminally negligent homicide. Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says it was determined Connor accidentally shot Pullman.
Drugs and firearms never, ever mix. And because they were doing drugs and being stupid with a pistol, you know, he took the life of somebody that he thought a lot of and considered a friend. And that's something that he's going to have to live with for the rest of his life.
Connor Pullman and 24-year-old Colin McHenry had smoked marijuana prior to the shooting. Calvert says the 14 months Connor spent in the county jail after being arrested is equivalent to the prison time he would have asked. The prosecutor said 10 years probation was the longest allowed by state law. Those conditions include assisting the DA's office in their case against McHenry, who's scheduled to go on trial in 2 months on a charge of felony possession of a firearm. Connor was also ordered to pay $1,400 in attorney fees, a $2,000 fine, undergo substance abuse treatment, perform 200 hours of community service, and have no contact with the victim's family. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Aggies love to have visitors at Kyle Field, but a few thousand visitors have overstayed their welcome. RP Lee Termite and Pest Control owner Randy Lee says for several months his team has been working hard to encourage colonies of Mexican free-tailed bats, the official flying mammal for the state of Texas, to move on to greener pastures. Lee says they've completed the bulk of the work with a safe one-way net, but there are still about 100 bats left.
You can go up there now and it's already so much cleaner. You don't have all that bat poop all over the place and the smell of the iguana. So, I mean, it's already, for people that have been up there for the football games, just at least in the zone, I think they're going to praise us because they're going to be really happy.
The Zone Club is the only part of the stadium that won't be affected by the upcoming more than $400 million renovation. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting included formalizing the appointment of Jeff Reeves as Precinct 1 Constable. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that followed a state-required waiting period when Reeves was named administrator of the office after last summer's death of Brian Bachman.
I think he's doing a great job. I'm very happy to have him on board. He was the guy that I believe if Brian had known what was going to happen, I mean, I think that's who Brian would have chose to follow him.
Reeves says before he accepted, he asked and received Donna Bachman's blessing.
It is about the citizens, and I'm there for them and want to do the job they want me to do. And like I said, I'm very humbled and very proud to be taking on this position, and I'll make it a point to do the best job I can possibly do.
Reeves, who plans on running for a full term, invites residents in Precinct 1 to visit him about any concerns in the district. And city officials in College Station say various neighborhoods will be checked out today by legitimate visitors. They will be in marked vehicles and wearing clothing with company logos representing possible bidders to replace rotten wood electric poles. Before entering private property, city staff say the contractors will attempt to contact owners. And a private individual has added money to the reward in the murder of an A&M graduate and Kaufman County prosecutor Mark Hesse. Whoever collects the $100,000 that's offered by Kaufman County Crime Stoppers will get another $30,000 from an unnamed person. Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan says between the reward and billboards across North Texas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, the team investigating the January 31st shooting has been getting some tips.
There are going to be people that remember things that they have seen that might match something that they've heard earlier, people with hunches about something that they had seen, and they just, for some reason or other, just pops back in their mind.
McClellan declined to talk about the investigation itself. Hesse was killed by a masked gunman who walked up to him near the courthouse, opened fire, and disappeared. And line dancing to the music Boot Scootin' Boogie recently took place in the lobby of the Bush School of Government at A&M. Students surprised President George H.W. and Barbara Bush with customized lyrics during a recent visit. You can watch the YouTube video produced by the Bush School on our website at WTAW.com. WTOW News Time is 6:35. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-417-1738. 1-800-417-1738.
Summer is right around the corner. Your friends at AeroFit want to remind you now is the time to get swimsuit fit. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and the latest in exercise equipment. With four AeroFit locations to better serve you, you can now join and get 50% off your first month, plus two complimentary training sessions, a $150 value. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
We're total fitness.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to stretch southward into the region from the central plain states. That high responsible for today's sunshine. Temperatures look like they'll do well with that strong March sun overhead. They'll probably reach 70 later this afternoon. Tonight it's going to be clear. We're going to drop back to a 45 to 50 overnight low. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 75. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Benchmark wins, they don't come easy, and I'm honored to be at Texas A&M.
And it was a really big win for Coach Childress. We'll share that with you in Fight Texas Aggie Baseball. Aggie basketball heading to Nashville for the SEC tournament, and the new championship game is going to have a name.
Oh, boy.
And we'll share all that with you coming up here in about 12 minutes.
Can we call it the big game? I mean, do we know the name yet, or they're keeping it a secret? Oh,
no, no, they're working on the name. I don't want to go too far into it because it just ruined the tease.
The game of stuff, could we call it that?
It will not have a sponsor.
Oh, okay.
So it won't be the Vizio Championship or anything like that.
Well, the National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's and Women's National Basketball Championship Tournament doesn't have a sponsor name either.
That's mentioned in the story, strangely enough.
Oh, okay. And by the way, just so you know, I think since both of y'all are new here, we don't call it that madness thing.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's the National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament.
But you wouldn't call it the month after February madness.
No, don't want to do that. No, just this whole madness thing. It's only, you know.
I say NCAA? Or do I have to say National Collegiate?
No, you could do. I guess you could. I mean, if that's what you want to do.
While we're ruining the sports cast, are you going to talk about the Iditarod?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
I can find out for
that's
you.
That's really not sports.
Oh, it's so cool.
I didn't say it wasn't cool. I just said I don't know that it's
dogs,
sports.
Sub-zero temperatures racing across the Arctic wasteland.
If Tom were here, he'd tell you a story about how he went to the guy's ranch. I guess you have a dog ranch. You don't have a dog farm. I don't know. Place where he trained his Iditarod dogs.
Did you know that the winner this year is the oldest they've ever had?
What do you mean?
He was 53 or something.
Oh, they've already finished the race? Okay.
Well, the first place is finished.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't know that. I know that it had to do with getting some kind of vaccine from one part of Alaska to another. That's
oh, well,
the
that's the tradition behind it. Yeah.
Oh, that's how it started. Balto. Anyway. Okay. And that, I don't know. Is that on TV? Can we?
There's a cartoon movie called
Balto. No, I don't think that's the same
Mitch,
thing.
Mitch CV won.
Yes.
Of course.
And then the second place was, I think her last name, it was a weird name like Trickle or Rickle or something like that.
Okay. His quote is funny, though. This is for the gentleman of a certain age, is what he said when he completed the race.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah. There was a TV show called that.
Yes, it is.
So, or I think it got canceled. But anyway, okay. So there, we got our dog racing.
There you go.
That's all that. Which is, you know, about as much fun as politics, to be honest with you. So it's not that
funner.
Not, yeah.
I mean, come on, let's be honest.
In some ways, so Paul Ryan unveiled his budget for 2013. We've pretty much seen it before. And again, I will talk to Bill Flores in a little less than an hour. You know, even in his budget, they've got an increase every year. You know. It's just, this is a slower increase. And I'm just saying, how many people out there, how many of us go, oh, okay, well, I'll spend a little bit more next year? No, I don't think so. I think we try to find ways to maybe spend less. But,
yeah, but don't inflation and prices go up, so kind of you have to just expect that you're going to spend more every successive year.
Also because you're the stinking federal government, yeah. So that's that would have something to do with it, too.
I'm talking about as a private citizen.
Oh, I got you. Well,
what does it say about Americans, though, that they've got these tough austerity measures, and we're spending $10 trillion over 10 years?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
That's austerity?
Yeah, this is, yeah, we're dialing it back, aren't we? Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Let's make the senators go to Washington on a bus. Let's see how that works out. Can we do that?
Well, and everybody's coming up with all these. They're still doing stupid studies, and we're spending millions on stuff like that.
Sure. Well,
how to fall out of a tree was the one I heard this morning.
What?
They're studying on the best way to fall out of a tree. $1 million.
Well, as long as taxpayers aren't paying for
No, we are.
We That's are. It. That's what
That's
I'm saying.
It. We're paying for
the
it.
The federal government is spending $1 million to tell people how to fall out of a tree.
I don't want the government to tell me how to fall out of a tree.
I'm pretty much thinking once you're on the way, there's not much you can do, is there?
There are some ways you can fall that hurt less than other ways.
Yeah, I know, but it depends on how far you're falling, and do you really have the presence of mind to go, oh, let me do this. Yeah,
only the federal government could figure out a way, and they have now to tax gravity.
Oh, man. Yeah, really. Yeah.
It's a gravity tax.
Let's give everybody a parachute. That way, no matter what happens.
Okay? Why don't we just put us all in bubbles, and then we won't insult anyone.
Well,
we won't hurt
true.
Anybody's
well,
feelings.
There you go. That's
we won't
it.
Get hit by a football.
That's right. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bill yesterday calling for universal required background checks for all gun purchases. Well, there you go. There.
The bill all would, gun purchases.
Yeah, the bill would extend the background checks currently required only for sales by licensed dealers to transactions between private individuals.
Does that count with Pop-Tart guns?
You know, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
Potato guns?
Yeah, do we have to actually get a definition of a gub so we know whether
Paintball
or not that's
going
to be part of it? Yeah. So, Congressman, Mark Kelly, who is the husband of former Congressman Gabby Giffords, and of course he's a former astronaut, recently bought an AR-15 in Tucson. So, of course, the NRA jumps all over that. And what Mark Kelly is saying is that he's not a hypocrite. He simply did it to get firsthand knowledge of how easy it is to actually buy a weapon like that. He wrote on his Facebook page, "I don't have possession yet, but I'll be turning it over to the Tucson PD when I do." Scary to think that people buying guns like these without a background check at a gun show or on the internet. So there you are. If you hear about that he bought it and it possibly was a, you know, some sort of he was being a hypocrite by doing it. That's the reason he said
so
he did it.
So it was a publicity stunt?
Yeah, basically show us how easy it is. So there. So fear of a major cyber attack against U.S. America apparently is spreading fast. A congressional panel was told yesterday that the Pentagon Cyber Command will create. Okay, here we go. Let me reread this. A congressional panel was told yesterday that the Pentagon Cyber Command will cost us more money as they create 13 offensive teams by the fall of 2015. And again, I hope they run them very efficiently. It's the Pentagon. I'm sure they will.
Sure.
Pentagon officials say they already some teams are out there in place to fight cyber war if necessary. I tell you that to tell you this. There's no comment from the White House on reports the FBI is investigating that financial records and personal information of First Lady Michelle Obama and Vice President Joe Biden and others illegally accessed by hackers and posted online.
Some of those were found to be common knowledge, though.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Like they backtracked on Donald Trump, and it was available on Google. It wasn't like they had done any. Some of them they don't know yet. Some of them they're still digging on.
Got some social security numbers, some addresses, some credit reports and stuff like that. Hillary Clinton among those caught in this net, and also Eric Holder had their data
and some compromised. You know, celebrities instead of just
some celebrities. Yeah, okay, did we?
They're the ones who matter.
Who were the celebrities that we got?
Jay-Z, Beyonce. I think they got one of the Kardashian kids.
Didn't we know Jay-Z was rich anyway? Did we have to actually see the numbers? Also, the U.S. is about to get a lot tougher on China when it comes to the cyber attacks on America's computer infrastructure. Speech at the Asia Society of New York, President Obama's National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon, sounded a much tougher tone on the hacking attempts coming from China. He said, quote, "We seek three things from the Chinese side. First, we need a recognition of urgency and scope of this problem and the risks that it poses to international trade, to the reputation of the Chinese industry, and to our overall relations. And secondly, Beijing should take serious steps to investigate and put a stop," put a stop to these activities.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cheap, mass-produced.
No. They'll go ahead and steal everything that we've got anyway. I mean, you know, they go ahead and take any of the technology that we have here and they sell it on the street in Beijing for like $2. But because after all, copyright laws mean nothing in China.
None.
Finally, he said we need China to engage in a constructive, direct dialogue to establish acceptable norms of behavior in cyberspace.
Yeah, right.
Okay, sure. Okay, we're going to behave. Yeah,
well,
we
so
promise.
So why is our acceptable norm more normal than their acceptable norm?
Well, that's the thing.
About it?
They probably think that they're doing just fine.
Exactly.
They can steal anything that they want. But Kat, we're U.S. America.
The biggest kid on the playground?
We're always right. Everything that we say is correct. The rest of the world needs to toe the mark. I mean, that's the whole idea. We're the policemen for the world, so they have to do what we say.
It's too early for this talk.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 16th, learn about raising poultry at home. Whether it's producing eggs or meat, a home flock can be both rewarding and fun. Learn how to successfully manage the flock this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Great landscape color doesn't just happen accidentally. It comes with a thorough knowledge of the tools that you'll be using, the flowers, the foliage, and the hardscaping elements. And it requires careful planning. As our son's driver ed teacher once told his car full of teenagers, you gotta see the big picture. As we head into another growing season, the chance for you to help your landscape shine is here upon you. Let's work step by step to help you develop a plan for the color beds in your plantings. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. What are your favorite colors? There's little point in adding red to your garden if your favorite color is blue. Be sure your colors are harmonious with the non-living things that surround them, like walls and walks and patios. Then go with the shades that most cheer and inspire you. This is your landscape. Just like the insides of our houses, our landscapes are made up of rooms. At a minimum, you can compare the front yard to your living room, your backyard to the den, and the work or storage area to your garage. If your lot is large enough to allow it, you'll be able to create additional rooms via creative use of fences, berms, retaining walls, and hedges. The point of all that is that each of these rooms can have its own seasonal color scheme. What you use in your front yard absolutely does not have to mesh with what you plant in the back, that is, unless they're concurrently visible from any one place. Keep breaking it down into manageable modules. You'll want to change out your color plantings in any given spot at least two or three times per season, one for the cool months of November through mid-April, the other for the warm weather from April through October. So that all adds up to the opportunity to try a lot of fun plants, since you'll have two color schemes per room and two or three rooms or more in your landscape. Once you've determined the colors that you want to use, make a list of the very best plants to provide them. Remember that flowering trees and shrubs typically bloom one or two times per year and that they flower for two or three weeks at a time. Fall color lasts about that long as well, a couple of weeks at the most. The point being, those are rather fleeting sources of landscaping color. Sure, you need to consider and include them, but you probably don't want to base your entire garden design on them alone. Perennials are somewhat in that same boat. Almost all perennial species bloom at the same time this year that they flowered last year, and that bloom time for all but a handful will last two or three weeks. You have to know when each type of perennial will bloom so you can plan the landscape accordingly. Annual flowers, annual foliage color provide the biggest show for the bucks, so that's what you need to do, and you don't need big beds. Small beds, carefully positioned, can do a great job for you. I'm Neil Sperry, working with your nurseryman in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. It's 6:53 and time for your WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball had all they wanted from Houston Baptist pitcher Tyler Holscher. He battled through eight innings, throwing 143 pitches to keep hold of a 5-4 lead. And then A&M scored a pair in the bottom of the ninth inning to slide past the Houston Baptist Huskies 6-5 last night at Olsen Field.
Well, it was big for us to get back out on the field after, you know, the disappointing finish to the weekend at Cal State Fullerton and play well. And thought they were their starter was going to make it stand up. I think he might have gone 140 pitches off of a start Friday, and he was very good. And, you know, once they went to the bullpen, we were able to find a way to win it in the ninth.
The victory marked the 300th career win for Aggie head coach Rob Childress.
Benchmark wins, they don't come easy, and I'm honored to be at Texas A&M and coaching with some of my best friends and coaching this team. And told them I'd like to be a part of 350 wins with this team, and so let's see what happens.
The Aggies return to action Friday as they start their SEC season in a three-game series against the Georgia Bulldogs. Friday's action starts at 6:35, and it's here on 1620 WTAW. The Aggies' inaugural season in the SEC comes to a head today as A&M travels to Nashville's Bridgestone Arena for the 2013 SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. The Aggies are the 11th seed. They'll play 14 seed Auburn in the first round action tonight. And here's Coach Kennedy on the Tigers.
This is a big matchup problem. And, you know, Ray hasn't and Courtney have struggled guarding four men going out on the floor and guarding on the perimeter. So that'll eliminate them from playing if they're not making huge positives on the offensive end by using our size, which we haven't been able to take advantage of most nights. So we Jared Johns has played really well for us, especially at Auburn last game, and we expect him to play well again.
Tip-off tonight, 9 o'clock, all the action on News Talk 1620, WTAW, and other A&M Hoop news. Following a prolific regular season where he stood out as one of the nation's top scorers, A&M senior guard Elston Turner was named first-team All-SEC by the league coaches yesterday. The Sacramento, California native has been the Aggies' top scorer all season long, leading the squad and ranking third in the SEC, averaging just over 17 points per game. David Wright had 5 RBIs, and Gio Gonzalez tossed 5 shutout innings as Team USA whipped Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic. Wright put the game out of reach with a 3-run double in the 8th inning, leaving him 7-for-16 with 10 RBIs in just 4 games. The Americans will play Thursday night against the Dominican Republic, which remains unbeaten in the WBC by rallying past Italy yesterday 5-4. The new college football playoff will finally have a name soon, one that will not include a title sponsor, according to Executive Director Bill Hancock. Hancock, the current BCS Executive Director, has appointed the Executive Director of the new 4-team playoff format, which takes effect in 2014. He explained to ESPN.com the name will not be, quote, cutesy and will not include a title sponsor. Quote, it won't be the Vizio Championship Tournament. Hancock went on to say, quote, the Final Four doesn't have one. The Masters doesn't. The Super Bowl, that's the kind of event that we have. Moving now to the NHL, Pekka Rinne made 32 saves last night. The Nashville Predators blanked the Dallas Stars 4-0. In the NBA, Rick Rubio's first career triple-double led the Minnesota Timberwolves to a 107-83 win over San Antonio last night. Rubio finished with 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists. Vince Carter scored 23 off the bench last night to help the Mavericks beat Milwaukee Bucks 115-108. Nowitzki added 19 points for the Mavs, who have won now 4 straight games. The Miami Heat have stretched their winning streak to 19 as Dwayne Wade scored 23 points in the wire-to-wire victory over Atlanta 98-81. LeBron chipped in 15 more, and the winning streak ties the 5th longest in NFL history. And finally, in the NFL, Dallas linebacker Anthony Spencer is signed for $10.6 million, securing his return to the Cowboys. The team put a franchise tag on Spencer for the 2nd straight year, and the 29-year-old now is moving to defensive end with the Cowboys as they switch to the new 4-3 look that they'll be running next year. That's the sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. You know Varsity Ford is home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. At Varsity Ford Lincoln, during truck month, get over $11,000 off with a complimentary 2-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Summer is right around the corner. Your friends at AeroFit want to remind you now is the time to get swimsuit fit. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and the latest in exercise equipment. With 4 AeroFit locations to better serve you, you can now join and get 50% off your first month, plus 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
We're total fitness.